You just heard new music from Zen Soul, Love Island, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie, and this episode I am coming back every few songs to tell you about my experience watching an idol group perform and meeting them afterwards. So here's why I can't stop thinking about it, right? Like, idols, one thing they have to be very, very good at is cultivating this strong, like, personable, like, parasocial relationship to their fans. You know, that's like a full-time job. But after their performance, after Nonsuite's performance, they did this thing that Japanese idols do, which is they perform and then they set up a booth at the event that they're at, and they're open to people lining up to meet them and shaking their hands. And, like, you know, if you pay like a certain amount of money, you can get like a Polaroid with your favorite member, or like all of them and stuff like that, or like get like other special goods and things like that. And so they're like, okay, we're gonna be at this booth, come meet us. Sam and I look at each other and we're like, should we meet Nonsuite? Yeah, it's like probably the only time we're ever gonna meet idols. Yeah, okay, cool. We get our drinks. Mind you, we're sweating. Our hair is like all kind of messed up because of the wind. And we go up to the booth and we're like checking it out, and they start talking to us. And we're like, oh, that was really cool. Like, oh, you know, you had really good energy. I had a really good time and stuff. We're like praising them. And, you know, they're like all very like cute and pretty. And the moment happens where they go, oh, what are your names? Leslie and Sam. Okay, I'll try to remember that for next time. What? What? Oh my goodness. That is the moment. That is when they strike. That is when they get you. Obviously, you know, they're idols. They gotta do that for, like, pretty much everybody who, like, you know, expresses, like, hey, you did well. I might follow you. But the moment they do that, it is solidified. Like, unless you commit a hate crime, girl, we're following you. Because, oh my god, unless you're like a freaking war criminal, like, you made us feel so special. And that is how the idols do it. That is how they get you. That is how they form these, that is how they're able to cultivate these, like, very, like, you know, these, like, really, like, special and personal feelings of like friendship and like a bond. And now Sam and I are fans. It's wild. The funniest part about this whole thing, I think, is just the fact that Sam and I were there. And we were there in our essence. We're hanging out, you know? We planned the day to hang out. We didn't know there were gonna be, like, idols there. We're not going there to, like, pick up dudes and pick up chicks or anything like that. We're there dressed in clothes that we, like, just kind of threw on, right? Like, we are covered in the crumbs of fried chicken and stuff. And after this interaction, we're kind of thinking to ourselves, like, maybe we should have got, like, a Polaroid. You know, maybe that would have been kind of cool. And we think about it a little bit more, right? Like, here are these like, pretty young things. You know, one of the coolest parts about their performance is, like, that energy that they had when they, like, sang and danced on stage. And the way that the sunlight fell on their outfits ended up making their outfits, the fabric on their outfits were iridescent, and they looked so shiny and pretty and cute. And here we are, covered in crumbs, hair a mess, a little bit sticky from sweat, and we're thinking, nah, maybe not, because it is an embarrassment to them to be photographed with two bog witches, two swamp monsters, two bears who just crawled out of the woods with leaves in their hair. Like, no, we will not do this to them. And we will not do this to us, because it is also embarrassing. to us. Wow, it was such an experience. If you ever get a chance to to meet idol groups, oh my god, do it, because they will make you feel seen in a good way. This is one of the most positive feelings of validation of my existence that I've ever had since working with my therapist, who I have now. It was incredible. Check them out, honestly. I'm gonna give them a shout out. Like, everybody here on this playlist is rad as heck, and we love these musicians, but you live in Vancouver? Check out Non-Sweet. They're great. Here's more music. We're gonna... Wow, this is gonna be total 180 in vibes. Total 180 in vibes. Here is La Chute by Jean-Michel Blais. Enjoy. Thank you. You just heard Oliver Schroer with The Tears of Mary off of the album Camino, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Robin, who is the programming coordinator, actually recommended the song to me. I'm glad that she did. I told her that Jade was on the Camino, and she was like, oh, there's this really cool album that, like, a Canadian fiddler put together, and I was like, oh, let me check it out. I used to play violin, and it's promising. It sounds good. Here's more music. Totally not idol music. This is Zune with All Around You. New music. Enjoy.
I think about that sometimes. I'd like to learn all the songs that the people sang here. I like to listen to those and sing those. People will be singing, you know. There's not only me, there's a lot of people bringing the songs back. And when you bring the songs back, you're going to bring the dances back. You're going to bring the people back. You're going to bring everything back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be just like when we first started. We brought the music back. We brought the drum back. Sweat lodges are here. Teepees are going all over the place. Wigwams, people are making wigwams. Does anyone know that?
So you think music had a lot to do with that?
Oh, yeah.
Bringing that back?
Look at that, right? Music. Yeah, it sure does.
Really?
Music will bring you. Because...
Listen, I'm just so excited for new music by Jeremy Dutcher. They announced on their social media really recently that they have something coming out soon. And I'm, you know, rubbing my little hands together and being like, oh, yes, yes, more. That was Ekbahak off of Jeremy Dutcher's award-winning and debut album, Wolastoikuiik Lintu Wakonawa. My name is Leslie, and you've been listening to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF on 90.1 FM. Thank you for tuning in to this hour. We're going to end off with more, like, exciting, iconic CanCon releases, I guess. But essentially, yeah, I mean, you know, the moral of the story for today's show is to follow idols and to follow Nonsweet. I'm just going to give them, like, one more shout. Follow Nonsweet and to follow idols. You know, if you want to feel special, get into them. That's what Twice said, right? That's essentially their message in Feel Special. Okay, that's ridiculous. All right. Right, one final thing that I wanted to mention is that if you went to VanCaf this year, VanCaf 2023, and you want to share your story about your experience, I would be very happy to read it on air next week. So you can send it to typicallytuesdays@gmail.com or send it to me through the Instagram DMs at Typically Tuesdays. Yeah, I would like to promote VanCaf more. You know, it's a great convention every year when we have it. You know, there's a great turnout, And it's a wonderful way for people to, like, engage with the arts, especially local arts, right? Heck no to AI. Heck no to art theft, right? If you have a good Van Calf story from this year, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com or at typicallytuesdays on Instagram. Check out more great CJSF programming by listening to Intravenous every Wednesday from 10 to 11, talking about all things, all genders. Our last track of the day is going to get your blood flowing. It is exciting because it is the first single off of Beverly Glenn Copeland's newest album that he recently announced. Thank you, Glenn. I look forward, like I said, ending off with some iconic CanCon. Here's Africa Calling by Beverly Glenn Copeland. Enjoy.